talk about some ways we can help others if you're in a position where you feel like you can do that, what we're thankful for, and the people just in need of basics right now. You see the food bank lines are super long, and I want to talk to my friend Dan Gibbons, who's joining us now. How you doing, Dan?
Good, Anna. How are you?
I'm okay. I know you've been working with food banks and food insecurity for years and years and years all across the Chicago area, and I just want you to update us and tell us what it is you're seeing right now as we approach the holiday.
Well, what we're seeing right now is such a higher demand because of the pandemic, loss of employment. It's unbelievable. I was out in Wheaton at our Cafe Liberty yesterday. And one of our beneficiaries, People's Resource Center, they had cars lined up for a couple blocks, which is not the norm. And what most of our food pantries are doing right now, it's a pull up, pop your trunk, get your food, because nobody's going inside and everybody's trying to keep their social distance. What we talked about back in March, mm-hmm. when the pandemic just started, we gave people a list of different things that they could provide. Personal hygiene items, toilet paper, feminine products, et cetera, and all the different things. I think what the food pantries need right now is money, because what they need to do, they need to go and purchase food that they need. We don't know what they need, but they know that their supplies are down. Do they need to go out and buy chicken, poultry, protein items? That's the best thing we can do, and it's so easy right now because you can go online for our example, on our website, we've got all of our beneficiaries, which people can find. But
well, what is it? Give it to us, Dan, so we have it.
Yeah, DanGibbonsFoundation.org. And that lists all of ours. And I'll run through them quick. People's Resource Center, West Suburban Community Pantry, Loaves and Fishes, United Community Concerns, Catholic Charities that handles three counties, DuPage Paths, which is a public action to deliver shelter, Elmer's Walk-In Assistant Network, Immaculate Conception Food Pantry, and Elmhurst Yorkfield Food Pantry. Now, in the city, people can go to the big one, the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Mm-hmm. Go to chicagosfoodbank.org, click on Find Food, and then you'll be able to find a pantry near you. Mm-hmm. Salvation Army, our friend Pat Cassidy, he's working with that always, and they do a terrific job as well. Donate.salarmymetro.org. But one thing in particular, too, I think we need to remember our armed forces veterans, because not only are they seem to always be in a crisis if they're, maybe PTSD or whatever, but also this is a very serious time of year for people thinking about suicide. And there's a crisis hotline. It's veteranscrisisline.net. Or 1-800-273-8255, and if you could put that, I'm sure you're going to put that on your website.
Veterans,
it would be great.
Say that one more time, Dan.
Pete's got all the information, but it's veteranscrisisline.net or 1-800-273-8255, press 1.
All right, well, we'll try to get that posted as soon as we can, too, so people can find that.
Sure. One thing, when I say people, our agencies, all the agencies and the providers, need money is because it's just easy for people to do. People say, how can I help? How can I help? Go online, get out your credit cards, give them some money, and they'll go out and buy wholesale and get great deals to take care of everyone. There's also something that I think people need to consider as well. We can be good neighbors. Back in the day when Ed Schwartz started his Good Neighbor Food Drive, mm-hmm. he wanted people to be just good neighbors, take care. Do a well-being check on the person across the street from you, maybe the elderly person that's living by themselves. You're going to accomplish two things. Perhaps you can take them a meal, ring the doorbell, put your mask on, stay back a few feet, give them a meal. But when you're going to the grocery store, touch base with them and say, can I pick up something for you? Because maybe they don't have a vehicle. Maybe they're just afraid to go because they are elderly and they don't want to take a chance. Let's not assume that our neighbors have what they need. Be a good neighbor, go out and do whatever you can to help, because it takes a village, it takes a neighborhood. I remember that we always, there's an ambulance going by in my office, sorry.
It's okay, we got you, we hear you.
Yeah, I know, but, we, let's keep our reputation intact of being the city of big shoulders. Let's take care of our neighbors in need. Take care of ourselves and our family, and take care of that little old lady or that nice gentleman across the street. There's a great commercial out right now. Little girl walking a plate of food over to across the street to a neighbor. Obviously, I think the guy lives by himself, and he was just so grateful. I mean, how hard is that to do? It's not hard at all.
No, it's not. And I would say well-being checks financially and things they need, but also mentally. I mean, to check in on,
exactly.
on people. It's super important. We were talking
sure.
to Dr. John Duffy about that just last week. He says, ask the question, yeah. how are you? And then follow up and say, now really, how are you? Can I do anything
to
help?
Really.
And that
Absolutely.
Alone can sometimes open the door to just a meaningful, you know, a
sure.
powerful exchange, and people can help each other. I mean, it's...
Absolutely. I mean, I remember when we talked before and shortly afterwards, a friend of mine, Ron, whose phone charger died, and Sergeant Pete and you put us in touch with
yeah.
the person on the desk, and they made a well-being check. Not only did a well-being check, but they took him a new charger for his phone. Guy's in his 80s. You know, he lives by himself, does not have any family. And so they made his day. I didn't know if Ron was sick. Was something wrong? But mm-hmm. I mean, that's the kind of thing people need to know about our police department. You know, they're more than just the person stopping you for doing something wrong. You know, they take care of our neighbors in need as well.
Yeah, and they don't get enough attention for that. I'm happy to hear that. I didn't know that other piece of it. I know you had reached out with someone who needed help. I didn't know what ended up happening there. I'm happy that worked out.
And they did follow up. They called me when they were in his apartment with the new charger. The two officers called me, let me talk to Ron to assure me that he was okay.
Great.
And that's just above and beyond.
It is totally. I'm so happy to hear that. Listen to this, Dan.
Yeah.
I got this text from a listener, 219. Hey, Ann, I just posted this on my Facebook page. Perhaps you could share this with your listeners. So many people reducing the size of their Thanksgiving gatherings this year. I offer this suggestion. Take the money you would have spent but didn't on this year's feast and donate it to your local food pantry. Or take that money and buy food and take it to the pantry and donate it. In either instance, they'll be grateful for your donations. This will be a way to share your Thanksgiving feast with many, many others. We wish you all,
great.
Isn't that great? Safe, healthy, happy
it
Thanksgiving.
It is great. And what started, if you remember back, I know that some of my friends are listening now, what started the whole awareness with myself, and, you know, it's just been an ongoing thing for 37 years, mm-hmm. was listening to Ed Schwartz, his very first Good Neighbor food drive on Bradley Place. He was mad that Mayor Byrne was spending $300,000 on fireworks when people were going to bed hungry.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, Chicago, who's going to bed hungry? This is back in the day when you couldn't rescue food, when, you know, you couldn't go into, you know, somebody's dumpster and because it was illegal, really. But then the Good Samaritan Act came along, and restaurants could donate food that they had left at the end of the day without any repercussion of being sued. And so that just, not only does that help, but now with restaurants, yeah, at a critical stage in their survival, there isn't that much food to donate anyway. That makes it more important for the cash donations to Chicago's Food Bank, Salvation Army, all of our agencies that are listed on our website in DuPage County. So it just makes the cash that much more valuable.
And you buy wholesale, too, so you can get more food for it.
Sure, sure. And they go, it's wholesale. And through the great Northern Illinois Food Bank, that's the main supplier. They supply 6 or 7 states. But I know that when the agencies need to buy food, that's who they go to.
I know you've been doing go ahead, Dan.
No, I just want to say I wanted to thank you for the opportunity to talk about this, especially this time of year, and we're coming into the holiday season, and it's just critical that people think about their neighbor, making sure people have enough to eat. Another aspect, you know, there's kids that are at home getting homeschooling. A lot of kids in the city and even in the suburbs, if they're not in school and not getting that morning snack or that lunch.
Yeah, and I just mentioned that there are all kinds of, like, warm clothing drives and things like that, too.
Sure.
So a lot of people to think about, and you've got a heart of gold.
Yeah.
And I always love hearing from you, Dan, because, the people you've helped in your lifetime, and you've enabled us all to kind of help others, too. So... Thank you.
You know, it takes a lot of us. I'm just, I might be the front person, but, you know, my assistant Christine, my terrific board of directors that support whatever we do, And it's the communities. I mean, we've got our turkey trot tomorrow. It's virtual. We're not raising near the money that we need to for these food banks. But when we normally have 7,000 to 8,000 people out on the street, we've actually got 2,700 people signed up that are going to do it virtual, and they just want to help.
Good to hear. It's so good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. You have a good Thanksgiving, and we can go to DanGivensFoundation.org. Keep us posted, okay?